00144000 Unify Hold. Online. Activate all the frequencies, calling upon our higher selves, our monad, I Am Presence, to fully be with us as we raise our consciousness up to the 144th dimensional frequency to experience connecting with the Ashtar Command, the Christed Intergalactics, and Lord Sananda, and all the beings of light that assist Gaia transition herself into being the new Earth. So you can tap on your thymus, which is between your throat and your heart at the collarbone, to bring in the higher frequencies. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Raising up through the vibrational dimensions. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110. 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Let's take a deep breath. Access all the frequencies of the temple, the Sacred Heart Temple of Oneness at the 144th dimensional level. In the entranceway of the temple, we see before us the three M's, Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma, who extend to us the platinum netting as we breathe in, comes around us. As we breathe out, they strip it away, taking with it any lower vibrational frequencies that can be removed from our field as a divine dispensation. We then call upon the violet purple flame from Lady Portia to come through our crown, all the way to our Earth Star, spinning through our chakras within us and around us to transmute any elements into the higher frequencies that we're working upon within our Mastery Pathway, or to bring them forward so we can address them within our consciousness. And we then call upon the pink flame to fill in all areas that have been removed and transformed, so that we experience that creative active intelligence of manifestation into the physical realm. Then calling upon Lord Buddha for the golden flame to spin around us, so that the soul star and earth star spin simultaneously in a clockwise manner. We ask the spiritual hierarchy to place mirrors on all the facets of the pyramid-like structure that we're encased within, so that anything tries to enter is retracted directly back to the God Force. We also call upon Archangel Michael for the ring pass not to be around the entire structure, calling upon all these energies for ourselves individually and for the group Merkaba. As we are together within our consciousness and our etheric bodies, as we gather with Lord Ashtar. Thank you all for being with us. This is Walking Tour, Krishna Academy of North Mastery. I'm Reverend Arunath Nara. And here is Reverend Miller Essie.
Ah, thank you so much. Let's take some deep breaths. Let's bring in those flames of light within our full body system as we call upon the rays of God to assist us. Golden yellow, deep blue, green, golden, white, pink, ruby, red, and gold, violet, and purple, crystalline, allowing all the merge into your chakras as you blend your chakras in a clockwise manner. Breathing continuously, allowing the energies to go down the lower limbs, through the hips and the knees, into the ankles and the feet, activating the Earth Star and the Soul Star nesting together, creating a Merkaba vehicle of light. Colors upon colors, spinning within. Feel the energy go outside of your field into your etheric, your emotional, your mental body, accessing your higher self body of light, bringing your higher self fully into your physical body. As we bring in the frequencies of Lord Ashtar today, we're also bringing in the whales and the dolphins. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to happen. It's been a while since I channeled them, but I have been connecting with them in the last couple of weeks from a dream state. But I think they're very excited to be part of this circle of light. One moment. Greetings once again. It is I, Lord Ashtar, with Lord Sananda and the Ashtar Command. Just taking a moment to fully bring in the energies, the frequencies of light. Of all of us coming together. It is a blessed day for the energies that are coming into the earth are very intense. Integrating, exhilarating, and sometimes very challenging. I'm just recalibrating Melrose's energy field. But she's dealing with some extreme sinus issues presently due to these increased energies. And I'm sure each of you are also going through elements within yourself. It is so very powerful, these energies in these moments. The frequencies of light that are coming into the planet are realigning everyone into a new space and continuum. As we go through these changes, there are elements that occur from many dimensional frequencies that we are all a part of. The weather patterns presently have been very extreme in all areas of the world. And this winter, we will probably be working more hand in hand with one each other, with each other to help, to allow these energies to be of a natural state instead of an unnatural state. But at times, it can be very, very challenging for each of us. So as we bring in these elements into ourselves and connecting with all forms of life that are occurring within the planet, there are exchanges that need to be made and adjustments. So today we are bringing in those energies of the whale and the dolphin community to allow our increased energies to be on a much balanced level than we have previously. It's not just about us of the intergalactics. It's not just about the each of you on the earth plane. It's not about the spiritual hierarchy. It's about all of us. And, of course, the whale communities and the dolphin communities are part of that energy exchange. So we think that it is time, especially as this being our last session at the end of the year, to bring in these beautiful beings of light to assist us. But let us go a deeper level in this moment. As the changes are resulting within each of you, what is it that you need assistance with? How can we help you to be more balanced in your energy fields, to allow the acceptance of whom you are to become more deeper, and to command these energies to come into the earth and to combat the lower frequencies that are continually trying to stop humanity from accelerating into these phases. You see, what happens when these frequencies of light are occurring, the activations of the planetary forces, it makes every individual to feel that frequency, especially you as the light workers, the light bearers, the torch bearers, the star seeds, the enlightened ones, to feel these energies at a much deeper level than you usually do. But the point is, we want to assist you to come into more of your gifts and to hold that level of frequency, not just in these moments of time. So that is why we are here. We are here to allow our energy to go into a deeper level. Let us all take a deep breath as we of the Ashtar Command fully connect with each of you through these frequencies of light to assist in the higher realms to come into the earth plane energies, and then we'll go into the depth of the oceans to connect fully with the beautiful whale and dolphin communities. And allow yourself to feel the transition of the higher realms of light to come fully into your existence from our essence, as each of us, as the Federation of Light of the Intergalactics, fully connects with each of you within the earth plane. And as we connect our frequencies from our ship onto each of you, into your heart center, is fully connected in this moment. Breathe deeply and feel our connection. The first thing that we want to do is we want to allow our energies to assist the planetary forces in this moment, especially at this powerful time of creation. So I ask each of you to feel that frequency that Reverend Hour has taken you to, into that 144th dimension, and allow our frequency of many colors of light that represent our ships, as represent our intergalactic command ship with myself, with Lord Sananda, and all of the intergalactics that work within us to come into wholeness. And as we do that, that connection that we have within each other, I ask each of you to breathe into your heart center and just to call upon your higher self and connect with our higher selves as we allow our circumference of light to fully come together in colors of goldens and blues and yellows and violets and purples. As the golden Christ of being that we are becomes fully interfaced within you and within us. And as we do this, we feel our connection within one each other. But because we do this on a monthly basis, it allows our deepest sense of each other to help each other through the processes. So as we center our frequencies from the ship commands of light, laser beams of light coming down into the earth, we want each of you to accept them into yourself and ground them into the area where you are so that we can assist with the weather patterns. And as we assist with these weather patterns, we are assisting with the co-creative process that we are working within. And feel this come into where you are located, into your home, into where you're sitting, and allow it to expand out of you 144 miles. As our circumference of light now is increasing, this allows us to work with each of you in all locations around the world. Breathe deeply and feel our essence completely. Now, what we want to assist you with, which is different for us, but we want you to take whatever is bothering you presently through this inner exchange of frequencies of light of this month, especially 12-12 and coming into 12-15, put them into these laser beams of light and allow them to rise out of your field, going upwards through these laser beams of light all the way up through the dimensional frequencies so that we can transmute them with our frequency. Now breathe deeply. Allow yourself to go into a different space because we know each of you are being challenged within your physical body because your physical body will hold all those other elements and allow yourself just to relax now and open up your energies as now we connect to the beautiful beings within the ocean that hold these frequencies also. And that is why we are connecting with them. Because if we connect with them, within your oceans. And that is the basis of the core that goes into the core of Gaia's energy. And we connect with you from the higher essences outside of the planet. Then we are creating a force field around us. As each of you are the central point, you receive, but you also give. So in this way, we can connect with each other. Breathing deeply as Malarese brings in the whale frequencies and the dolphins. For the whales in spirit form. At this moment, each of the whales within the oceans of this planet are connecting with this energy to fully bring forth the acceptance and the communal love that we feel so deeply from each of you. We ask each of you to go deeper into your heart essence as we bring forth the knowledges of this planet. We hold all that history, and so do you. So it is our divine pleasure to be part of this experience with each of you, with the Lord Ashtar, as they work with us continually. And it's our pleasure to work with each of you in this manner. We know that you love us, that you like watching us, that you feel us, and that you support us, and you even help us. We're coming at this time because the energetic exchange that is coming into the planet is coming into a new phase. And it's time for us to work cohesively with one another, with the extension of our love and the work that we're going to be doing. Because we all know that we cannot survive without working within each other's fields. So today, our message to each of you is to bring forth your own knowledges just with your breath. Do not think about it. Be whom you're supposed to be. Be in that light frequency that you are. Allow yourself to command whom you are becoming. as we are assisting you with us to bring forth your own remembrance. Your own remembrance when it was a time when we all connected just like this. Without the worry of anyone else. We are thankful for Ashtar and the Federation of Light for bringing forth this energy exchange, because it makes it possible that there's no interference from anyone else, which there can be. So at this moment, we send you our gift for this earth, because we see monumental changes that can be occurring starting in the next year. And this is our basis for our communication in these moments. I ask you to feel the enormous strength that we have, because you have the same strength. I ask you to see from our eyes, and your eyes shall connect with us. I ask you to understand that many of you have been us. And it is time to bring forth those remembrances onto yourself that are very important for the knowledges of this planet. As the planet changes, as Gaia changes, we all go with her, if you allow us to be. But this is the true connection that we need to have. So in this moment, I bring forth all of the beautiful whale frequencies of light in unison of our song to each of you. A moment of rejoice. It is a moment of remembrance. It is a moment of connection, as this is our true beginning with each of you. Allow your heart to feel the song of love that we extend to you. We are also here to assist and support the function of Gaia's waters. Of the waters, and bring forth that base of light through all energies around us. This is our true beginning. This is our true essence. Today is just an introduction for us to come into full balance once again with one another. Because what occurs with us, as we have the wisdom of the earth, we have brought forth those energies to help you remember that wisdom that you have been previously, to allow yourself to feel the connection that we are. Because each of you have a gift, and within this gift, we work with the Ashtar command, and now we work through each of you. We're not separate. They are not coming just to us. Into the oceans, they are coming through each of you. So it allows us to work also within the weather patterns. It allows us to work within the storms that occur, within everything that is unnatural upon this earth, so we can make it natural. Because this earth will revive itself into a pure existing state of calmness, of sun and beauty, and rains, but not extensive rains. Rain showers where there's a beautiful rainbow and allowing the sun to shine. And we shall all rejoice together within the new earth. And this is our introduction to each of you in this manner. It is my pleasure as Klimina to fully come in and allow these essences to be sent. We now open up the energies to our brothers and sisters of the dolphins. May blessings be with you. Blessings, my dearest one. My name is Arath, and I come as the speaker of the Kingdom of the Dolphins in spiritual form. It is our pleasure to be part of this beautiful exchange today. And we know that this is the beginning of a very long journey and friendship. We are filled with joy to be able to connect with each of you and our brothers and sisters of the whales, opening up their energies. We take that part of the whale energy in the waters and we swim with them and we move them through the currents. That is why we travel so much as we do. It is our job to help humans remember their joy. It is our job to connect with the human conditioning. And now this actual frequency of light through the intergalactics, whom we work with so extensively, and each of you, now we become all one. Our role is to take the messages from the whales and to extend them through the waters. As we extend them into the waters, it goes into the shores. It goes into all parts of the oceans so that it can come. This is why we become so active in special places to bring forth these energies to the humans, to help them remember their joy, to help them remember that you are so much like us. You are us. As each of you come together in family, That is what our makeup is about. Enjoying one another, playing with one another, connecting with one another, being with one another, but also extending our light and the element of happiness by laughing and feeling those beautiful essences. Do you know what it's like for us when we see humans smiling at us and laughing at us? And we're not talking about the ones that are in captivity, although they are part of this kingdom to help people understand whom we truly are. And some of our souls sacrifice themselves to be in that space, the same as the whales. And one day we will all be free together. Our role today is to help each of you to feel this enjoyment, to feel that excitability that occurs within your hearts, because we all know how serious that you get. Because as these changes are happening and the galactics are working to help with the assistance, we can also help. I think each of you would say that our demeanor is very infectious. And this is what we want each of you to be affected by, to feel that silliness, that laughingness, and the joy that we are, to bring forth those energetic exchanges, because humanity is so serious. And at this time of these amazing, powerful changes, we are feeling it in within the oceans. And as we feel it within the oceans, we also feel the sadness. We also feel the pain. We also feel the depth of sorrow of being under control. But we've all been under control within this planet for eons of time. It's just now everyone is aware of it. And then that's when the sadness comes in. And that's when truly individuals awaken into the higher essence. So we are all sentient beings of light for the same reason. And our role is to take these energies and to blend them all around the world. As we connect with each other, we sing songs in our sleep. And when we sing those songs in our sleep, we connect with other beings of light. And those our sonar rays go out of the oceans into the essence of beautiful completion. And then we are able to connect fully with all levels of creation. So the intergalactics have helped to keep us more complete in those essences, to allow the frequency of light that we are to continually, because we knew at one time humans would awaken. They love to watch us, but they don't understand, some of them, that they are us. So this is all very important, to allowing our frequencies of light to blend into the purest essence that we are. And as we do that, Changes erupt into massive proportions, allowing the beautiful essences of all that we are to come into the pure completion. So today, we are here to assist you with this. We are here to assist you with your beginning stages, to feel that changes are occurring. And they are, dearest ones, they are occurring everywhere. And we of the whales and the dolphins are so very excited to be part of this co-creative process, to allow all that we are together to come into complete awareness. It is the beauty that we are, and it's the beauty that each of you are, to bring forth these essences of change. Breathe deeply, my dearest ones. Breathe deeply and feel the communion that we are creating in these moments. From the deepest of the oceans, through the planetary structures, into the highest frequency, into the intergalactics, as we all become one purification of essence together. This is our song of love to each of you. It has been a wonderful moment to come together once again. It is our pleasure to be with each of you and the whales and the intergalactics, dearest Ashtar and his comrades, and into each of your hearts. Thank you. It is now Lord Ashtar once again. So now let us connect with that energy as we of the Federation of Light from our massive ships come down into each of you and now connect through the ocean. Feel that connection now that you... It's not just looking at a picture of a dolphin or seeing a movie or being there, if you have experienced that. Now we connect through spirit, through our teachings of helping one another, because this is, we're all students and teachers for each other. We're helping. And this is also going to assist the oceans. It's going to assist the oceans to become more clean, more calm, more reviving, because the oceans need it also. We thank the whale energies and the dolphin energies for bringing forth their essence unto us, and we will be connecting with them further. So during the next month, take time to feel this in your heart as you are the connective source. As now we bring forth the balancing energy. And just feel yourself floating downwards into the oceans and extending all these beautiful rays of God that you've incorporated and allow them to go into the oceans, into the beautiful mammals in the water, feeling those beautiful essences. And they bring back their power, their knowledge, their enjoyment of the dolphins, their silliness. And then it blends together. It blends together the seriousness of this work, but then it blends together the happiness of it. Feel that in your heart. Now send that up to us. Feel the energies going out of the atmosphere of the planet, and all of the Federation of Light of the Christed Beings of the Intergalactics. I, as Lord Ashtar, bring forth these energies. As Lord Samanda has one last word, and then we will close the session. It is our pleasure to be able to bring this communion in these moments. Purest, beautiful beings of light. I am Lord Sananda. It is my pleasure to give a blessing and to thank you for being here today, because there is such an exchange of energy that is occurring within each of you in this moment and within the planet. It is assisting with the changes that are occurring within the planet this month to become more grounded. I ask you to fully connect with your feminine and your masculine energy combined within your heart, feeling the love that you are and feeling the wisdom that you are brings forth your internalization of power, of the pink and the blue and the golden flame. And extend that flame all the way from the top of your soul star, going upwards to each of us in the command and ship of the intergalactics. And then we connect with our threefold flame, and we bring that forth through you, and then allow it go down into your Earth Star, into the oceans below, so that each of the whales and the dolphins, I feel this essence as they connect with their threefold flame. And what we have done is to create a foundation for the new Earth. We are co-creating in this moment of balance, love, will, wisdom, power of the Christ's essence, and expand that out of us. And let's expand it into the weather. Let's expand it into Gaia. Go below the oceans. Let it go to her core. Go above the planet, as now we are all one, as we circle around the planet. Let us now connect fully, that all weather patterns be natural. As we create this strength within us together, neither of us separately can do this. So as we combine our energies together, we create a threefold flame of the entire planet. This will assist in the protection. This will assist in combating the lower forces that are continually trying to stop us. We have the ball in our court, but we have to hold that ball. So this is how we do so. This is one of the ways. So together, we hold that frequency. It goes around the planet. It goes inside the planet. It goes within each of you, and it goes into the waters, which are so reflective of the tides and the fluidness that happens within the emotional cycles of the planet. So now feel the calmness that is occurring. And this is why I am at this level in these moments. Because this is the truth that I see, that each of you are that Christ in me. Each of you are the Christ within. To command this, to connect with it, and to be. It is our time to fully enfold all that we are, and to share it with one another. It is my blessing and my delightful moment to express this moment of courage together. All my love in so many ways. Namaste. Take a deep breath and allow these energies to fully unfold within you as you become them.
Let's bring that energy back down our consciousness and fully ground it. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Just picture those energies flowing through you. Feel them going down through your feet to your Earth Star and all the way into the center of Gaia, the crystalline heart. Through all the waters, through all the land masses, the substructures that are her heart, her body, and just expand them all the way up back through you to the 144th dimensional frequency so that it becomes above as below in oneness. Bring those frequencies up to the fifth dimension, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Thank you everybody for being with us for this special gathering, and many blessings.
Many blessings.